I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. It's day four in our journey through the Psalms, through the beautiful message written by Eugene Peterson. Today, we're in the 112th Psalm, where the Scriptures and the message say this, "Hallelujah! Blessed man, blessed woman, who fear God, who cherish and relish His commands, their children robust on the earth and the homes of the upright, how blessed they are! Their houses brim with wealth and a generosity that never runs dry. Sunrise breaks through the darkness for good people. God's grace and mercy and justice. The good person is generous and lends lavishly. No shuffling or stumbling around for this one, but a sterling and solid and lasting reputation, unfazed by rumor and gossip. Heart ready, trusting in God, spirit firm, unperturbed, ever blessed, relaxed among enemies, the lavish gifts on the poor, a generosity that goes on and on and on, an honored life, a beautiful life. Someone wicked takes one look and rages, blusters away, but ends up speechless. There's nothing to the dreams of the wicked, nothing." I love that. Hallelujah, blessed man, blessed woman who fear God, who cherish and relish His commandments. My friend, today, this short look at the Psalms gives us a picture of what it is like when we walk in the presence, the power, and the goodness of God, and we trust in Him with all we have, with all we are, and all that we will be. And I encourage you today to start drawing attention to this time of meditation, that it would be something that would allow you to simply quiet and soften your soul. There's something I've learned that, yes, we need to occasionally draw on and become a person with a little thicker skin, but we are always in need of becoming a person with a softer heart. Everything that matters is a matter of our heart, and how we see the beauty and grandeur of God depends on whether we see ourselves as blessed or cursed. It allows us to see everything perfectly through the eyes of a very good, good Father. So today, let's prepare to meditate and hear from that Heavenly Father today. Take notice of your breath, and with every breath, find yourself growing more at ease. Find yourself leaving the restless pace and the hectic pace of life for a few moments and still your soul, and then be able to seize and grab hold of peace that only God can provide in your life. Let the muscles in your face and your shoulders fall a little bit so that you are perfectly at peace, and let's draw a couple of deep breaths to separate the world from stepping into the quietude and solitude with God. Breathe with me. And as you let this next breath out, blow it out completely, like you were trying to force out of your life every type of anxiety and frustration and worry. Now bring to the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. God, today I am grateful for, and then finish that sentence. And then bring before the Lord a person that you know in your life that they desperately need to sense and know how blessed it is to walk with Jesus and to know Him. And bring that person before the Lord and ask the Lord that in this resurrection season, with Easter coming up in just a little over a week, that this person might know the beauty and the grandeur and the holiness and the goodness of God, and they might walk and fall in love with Christ in this season. Who is that? And now I invite you to stop for a few moments. We're going to extend this time out to about three and a half minutes today, and allow you to be able to just start pondering in your mind, what would the Lord have you to be focused on today? What kind of person does the Lord need you to be sharpened and chiseled to become today? What might be the declaration that you would make of a person walking with Christ today? And then hear from the Lord. just be quiet and still and expect to hear His voice, His nudges, His prodding, His pushing, and sometimes even His pulling back. I'll mind the time, and in the next few minutes, I'll be back to wrap up our time of weekday meditation. Well, thanks for joining me again for day 4 in the Psalms for weekday meditation. I'll be back for one more day this week tomorrow. And I trust that these walk through the Psalms were really, truly a blessing. Next week, we'll walk through what it is like to walk through Easter week. Sunday is Palm Sunday, and if you're anywhere near or around North Atlanta, I encourage you to join us at Sugar Hill Church. And you can find out more information at sugarhill.church. You can find out all the information about Easter week, starting with Palm Sunday, at sugarhilleaster.com. That's sugarhilleaster.com. And I look forward to seeing you. It's going to be a grand and glorious holy week. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.